Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, yes. On the line with us is he has covered the Eagles for a very long time and done it brilliantly. Les Bowen's with us. Hi, Les.
Hi, Angelo. Just glad to wake up this morning. You know, every day is a bonus to me.
All right, Les. Doug Peterson has broken his silence with a lot of interesting remarks with John Klock. Basically, he begins by suggesting he was surprised they didn't give him more time after one bad season. Do you agree with him that he deserved more than 1 year to turn things around?
He did, but you remember what happened, right? They went into the offseason thinking they would bring him back, I believe. But they needed to figure out what they were going to do with defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator. And his ideas were Press Taylor and Matt Burr.
They were underwhelming.
And those were not exciting ideas, and it kind of went downhill from there. But yeah, he certainly. I mean, you can certainly make Doug's case, yeah, without any problem. Yeah.
Does he have a better case for remaining than Howie Roseman?
Probably so. I would say he hasn't. You know, I think the previous 2 years before this, Doug did a very good job getting them into the playoffs with declining talent and massive injuries across the roster. You can certainly. I'll go along with that too. I'm very agreeable.
Let's get to really one of the reasons he's not here anymore, Carson Wentz, who, by the way, in an ironic twist, is also not here anymore. But he was asked directly about the final days with Carson and their relationship. And here's what Doug Peterson told John.
The only thing I will say, I understand where Carson's coming from, because it's difficult when you're the starter and things like this happen and you basically, you know, you get benched and obviously, you know, our season wasn't going the way we wanted it to go. And it's difficult. It's difficult for any player to go through that. I did it with Nelson Aguilar, my first year, different position and all that, but you got to have the conversations. You got to have the open door policy, and you got to communicate. And felt like we did that. I do believe that there's a little, I guess, a little misnomer out there where Carson and I were on such a bad terms. And I've never felt that way.
You were covering them. What do you think the relationship was like at the end of the season?
Well, you know, it has been reported they didn't speak for a long time. I don't know if that's true. I mean, certainly they spoke during games. You would see Carson there, you know, when Hurts would come to the sideline, they'd all be kind of conferring. The relationship wasn't good, but I don't think it went any deeper than, boy, you know, you put me in a bad spot here from Wentz's point of view. I don't think he had any personal animosity toward Doug Peterson, and I don't think they had a lot of, you know, real bitter engagements or anything like that. But no, the relationship wasn't good. When you create a situation like that with a starting quarterback, I don't know anybody, you know, at age 27, which he was until the end of the season when he turned 28, who's going to take well to that and you know, really be like happy about it or even, you know, really try to figure out where the coach is coming from. I think the natural reaction is the one he had, which is, you know, get me out of here.
All right, but the relationship wasn't good with the coach. They got rid of the coach, and then he still left. So it yep. went much deeper. Wentz's problem with the Eagles went much deeper. Would you say his relationship with the front office was equally bad?
Oh, I would say it was worse. I don't think Doug drafted Jalen Hurts. You know, those aren't his decisions. And I still say, and I've said this a few times, the main reason Carson wanted out is he looked around him and saw the decisions that have been made the last 3 years and thought, you know, how is this ever going to get better? I'm just going to be the person left holding the bag here with all these, you know, we're going to have a bad team. And it's going to be my fault because they haven't drafted good players. I'm trying to throw the ball to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and, you know, instead of giving me a good player at 53 overall, they drafted my replacement. Yeah, that's where the problem really was. And I didn't realize probably until the end of the season how bad that had gotten and that he was that disaffected that he, you know, that they couldn't smooth it over with a new coach. I was really surprised that that wasn't the case. And I think Howie Roseman was surprised.
All right,
that wasn't the case.
Here's what I mean. I'm sure you read your colleague Jeff McClain's piece on how this whole thing played out. All right, and there was a central theme to it that I took from it. One is nobody can ever utter a discouraging word in the presence of either the owner or the general manager. If you said anything bad about Wentz, you infuriated Howie because Howie loved Wentz. Doug filtered everything being said through Howie because he knew Howie would not say anything that upset him. Whenever someone pushes back, they tend to lose their job. Doug, for example, after the season, Carson, when he was still pushing back, basically they've created an organization that does not tolerate any internal debate. Did you derive that from what you read?
That was one of the themes of it. Yeah, it really highlighted to me some of Howie's problems with personal interactions. The Lane Johnson anecdote about what he said to Lane when Lane was going out on the field. Now you have your mouthpiece in, so you won't say anything stupid. You know, I just don't think Howie is good at calling it small talk makes it sound trivial. I don't think he builds relationships with people very well. People who work for him, people he works with. I just think he has a lot of trouble being on the same wavelength as a lot of the people that he deals with, and I think that's been a continuing problem for them over the years.
With one notable exception, the relationship he cultivated with Jeff Lurie. Right?
Yeah.
And here's what I'm trying to figure out. At any point, will Lurie look at Howie, knowing how close they are, and go, I'm sorry, but I have to also evaluate your performance, and I have to get rid of you. Do you see that at any point in our immediate future?
Immediate future, I don't know, but there's always a point. I mean, Lurie isn't crazy or stupid. We've talked about, and I know you've talked to other people about how this relationship is built on the fact that Howie is very close to Jeff and Jeffrey has a lot of say in football decisions that maybe another general manager might chafe at giving him. But that doesn't cover everything. I mean, if they continue to be bad, if the draft picks continue to be bad, if the team isn't good, it'll happen. But I don't know. We're close to that. He's getting sort of a reset here with a new coach. Nobody expects the team to be real good this year. You know, it's not like, if they win 6 or 7 games, I think he's probably, you know, they can sell that they're on the right track and so forth, and maybe they will be. But, you know, ultimately, yes, if we go 2-3 years and this is kind of how it is, mediocrity at best, yeah, the Jeff will do something. I'm not sure what it'll be, but yeah, there'll be somebody else in there ultimately.
Les Bowen, another candidate to share a beer with. Very nice man. Les, you're the best. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it, pal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.